Is it that time, Michael?
It is. Welcome to the New Spirit Radio Show by Nova Spiritist. And I am your host, Michael McClellan, with my co-host, Tom Bigley, coming to you live from Campbell, California now, as we will every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And thank you so much for tuning in. And also thank you to all the folks that listen to the archives, tune in when they can. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing excellent, Michael. Are we ready for another show?
We are ready, definitely.
All right. Oh,
yeah,
excellent.
We are in our new offices, our little offices now, in Campbell. And it's actually pretty nice for a small little office. So we also having our spiritual services at the Campbell Community Center again. And we haven't been there since 2001. So it's interesting, kind of come full circle back, you know, 12 years later, back in Campbell. So, and good to be here. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Let's get going.
Okay.
Thank you for being here. The family would like to thank everybody for your love and your support. For our celebration of life for Sylvia Brown. So let's start out with the opening prayer. Dear Father and Mother God, we ask for the Holy Spirit to descend upon us today. We ask for Mother and Father God to watch over us and for all the archangels and archetypes to come and stand with us. We ask for the all-encompassing love of God to spread out from us in our purity of soul, our forgiveness, and our willingness to give and accept truth. Let us pull in all the love and peace around us. And we ask that each and every person we love enjoy peace, health, and prosperity. Let us know that this world is only a passing, transient place. Only a schoolroom, a boot camp we learn from, and then get to go home to the other side. Let all of us who have lost loved ones know that we will see everyone again soon. But now we ask for peace for ourselves. We know that those on the other side are all right. It is for us that we ask for stamina, survival, peace, soul's grace, dignity, and honor. And no matter what comes, as always, let us stand before God with our white plume unsullied. We ask this in the name of the Mother and the Father God, the Holy Spirit, and the Christ consciousness. Amen. Oh, good, they have a box here for me. All right, my name is Michael McClellan. I've been with Sylvia for 27 years. Ever since I was at a lecture and she stepped out on stage and said, I'm going to start a church, which I thought was really different. A psychic starting a church. But I thought, you know what? I want to volunteer so I can check this out and see what's really happening here. And when I got down there, she said, what I really want is spiritual counselors, and I will teach you everything I can, and you can help me to help others. And I knew this is what I was supposed to do. And here we are 27 years later. I was the first wave of ministers to be ordained in the Society of Nova Spiritus, and it is an honor to officiate today the celebration of life of Sylvia C. Brown. I do want to point out that in my talk, I am not talking about Sylvia in the past tense, because even though we will miss her so much, we can honor her memory by continuing her legacy, the Society of Nova Spiritus, because her mission is still growing strong. We still have our spiritual services. In fact, on Sunday, there was twice as many people there, and they're at the Campbell Community Center from 1 to 2. Information is on the back table. We still have the Nova Spiritus study groups all over the world, Some people study on their own, and others get together to share the knowledge. And we still have the New Spirit radio show, and her books are still available all over the world, and who knows how many different languages they've been translated into. So it feels to me like we are still connected. Besides, can't she be around us more now than ever? You know, the social media is very interesting. It's fascinating. On Sylvia's Facebook, there were almost 4 million people that saw the post that she graduated. And there were over 27,000 comments. Wow. It's probably going to be a while before all those people get a thank you card, Linda. Right? So we know that this gathering today is a very small percentage of all the people who love Sylvia Brown. There are millions of people all over the world who know of and love this beautiful lady, the special person and the message she so wonderfully shared with us. So to be able to include almost everybody, we are going to replay the Sylvia Brown Celebration of Life on the New Spirit Internet radio show that's on every Wednesdays from 6 to 7. Too soon? No. So it is an internet radio show. You can always go to novus.org, and it gives you information there. You know, there are certain events in our life that we always remember. Some of them not so good. We all know where we were, 9/11. And for those of us that are older, JFK assassination. Well, the first time I saw Sylvia Brown on TV, I remember that. And I was just flipping through the channels, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, stop. Who is that lady? And she was actually on a boat on the way out to Alcatraz Island to communicate with the ghost out there. But there was something intriguing, something that is like, well, wait a minute, leave it there. I want to see what's going to happen. And I didn't know at that time that would encompass my life for 27 years. You know, at Sylvia's lectures, everybody is so excited. And I would always get excited, even after all these years, to be able to be with her. And people would be all enthusiastic, and you know, when I got to introduce her, you know, the spirit teacher, world-renowned psychic, Sylvia Brown, and the audience just loved her. And just about when the time that she got, the audience kind of quieted down. You know, there's one or two people out there that really just couldn't stand it any longer and go, I love you, Sylvia. And she would always say, and I love you too. Thanks to Sylvia, thousands of us got to travel to wonderful, exciting places all over the world, from the glaciers in Alaska calving into the ocean to the warm oceans of the Mexican Riviera, to the tropical waters of the Caribbean, to traveling the world, climbing into the tombs of the Great Pyramid of Egypt, the temples of Greece and Turkey, the Roman Colosseum and the Vatican, and St. Peter's Square. And I know, you know, when the Pope talks and they show St. Peter's Square, you go, wow, we were there, and all the statues that are encircling the square. Some wonderful times we got traveling with Sylvia. And boy, did she like to write. I can't believe over 50 books, and almost half of them, 22, on the New York Times bestseller list. And every time she would have a New York Times bestseller, I would make a plaque. And I'd have the cover of the book and then the little cutout from the New York Times bestseller list, you know, and it was all beautifully done. I made two, one for the office and one for her home. And I was standing in her home and looking at this wall of New York Times bestseller list. What an accomplishment. What an acknowledgement of popularity of the spiritual knowledge that she shared with the world. And like I said, we don't know how many of her books have been translated into different languages. every couple of weeks or so, we would get another book at the office. And if the publisher didn't actually write a note and say what book it was and what language it was in, then we would try to figure it out. And actually, we saw some of them on the DVD. And I'm sure you figured out, like, what book is that that you didn't even know what the title was? So for me, I've always felt that Sylvia Brown is a spiritual messenger from God who brought us the most positive spiritual way to live our life. And the message is simple and logical and understandable. And a lot of us say, wow, that's what I believe. It's so positive and based on love. And Sylvia shared it with a wonderful sense of humor. And this spiritual philosophy will continue. It will continue to change people's lives as they come upon this knowledge of true spirituality. So what is this knowledge? The spiritual way to live? Or first, let's say what it's not. You know, because we know life is hard enough without adding sin and guilt and hellfire and a Satan and all the fear that goes with that dogma. So what is left, since we have none of that? Sylvia's spiritual movement is more like what Christ taught. Christ taught about love. We believe that Christ's simple message was to love God with your whole heart, mind, and soul, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. And most of you know Sylvia's bottom line, love God, do good, and then shut up and go home. It was interesting when Sylvia was on an international Christian radio show, and the host asked her, if you had a room full of ministers and preachers, what's the one thing that you would tell them? And she said, to get rid of the fear. You cannot love God and fear God. And which do you think God wants from you? What would you want from your children? Well, if they're not really getting it together, maybe they could fear us a little bit, but of course we want them to love us. So at Novus Spiritus, which means new spirit, we are a Gnostic Christian. Gnostic comes from the word gnosis, which is knowledge, and means seeker after truth and knowledge. And this knowledge, the philosophy of Novus Spiritus that we have received from Sylvia and her guides, does empower the individual. We know why we are here. We know the reason for life. We know where we come from, the other side in heaven, and where we go back to. Well, most of us know. We have the answers and the knowledge about God, Mother and Father God, about Christ and the other side. We know about spirit guides and angels and our chart and so much more. It's so wonderful us being on staff and being able to hear from others who have experienced the healing and transformation that has taken place from people all around the world. A lot of them just from reading Sylvia's books. We have the letters and the emails and the phone calls. And they say, you know, I lost my loved one and I stopped living, but now I'm okay. I am not afraid of death anymore. And I even gave my loved one permission to graduate and go home. Sylvia saved my life. Thank you, Sylvia. And she gave me back God. She was always getting so many wonderful letters and cards, and I pulled out one example that seemed to be kind of like a representation of a lot of them. And we actually got this before she passed. Dearest Sylvia, I hope this letter finds you well. I am so lucky and blessed I have found you in this life. I can honestly say I love you. I personally believe you are one of God's mother and father, greatest messengers of all time. You have taught the world so much. I thank you on behalf of my fellow travelers. I send a picture of my family because you are a big part of our lives, and I promise to teach my girls everything you have taught me. Your message will live on. You have done an excellent job, and you should be very proud of yourself. I know Mother and Father God are. I hope you know and feel how loved you are. Apparently, the night before Sylvia graduated, we were told that Daddy came and was talking. She was talking to Daddy, and she loved her dad, so he must have had the wonderful honor of taking her home. When I sent out an email to the ministers and the deacons, for some reason in the subject line, I put, Sylvia Brown graduated today with honors. And as I wrote a lot of the responses, oh, I also wrote that we can only imagine the huge celebration on the other side, welcoming her back home and so proud of her life and mission here on earth. A lot of the replies I got were wonderful and sometimes bittersweet. We will miss her so much, and we are glad she is back home. I am so sorry in some ways and so happy in others. I am so honored to have met her, and I'm still learning through her loving meditations. Thank you, Sylvia. Her gift, wisdom, and knowledge will carry on forever. And I bet the welcome home party is still going on. Sylvia loved her fans. Everywhere we would go, people would recognize her and say, "Hi, I love you, Sylvia." She would take the time at airports or restaurants and let people know how much she loved them, or let them tell her how much they loved her and how much her books have helped her. Sometimes she got a little uncomfortable to acknowledge how wonderful she was, so she would change the subject. But it was really funny when someone would recognize her but not know who she is. One time at the airport, this lady swore she was the bagel lady. And no matter what Sylvia said, she goes, no, I know you're the bagel lady. And she said, okay, that's fine. So thank you, Sylvia. Thank you for being so down-to-earth, simple, fun, logical, a spiritual teacher, friend, mom, entertainer, a warrior for God. Thank you for being a person in this world that shared a powerful spiritual message that changed and will continue to change people's lives for the better. And thank you for letting me be part of this mission and allowing me to help you to help others. I love you, Sylvia. Now we're going to have our best friend, and Secretary Linda Rossi.
Thank you, Michael. Can you all hear me? I'll try to project as best I can. Sylvia said it a million times, grief is very selfish. And as usual, she was right, because here we are, me, most of all, knowing better, grieving, devastated, when every one of us knows without a single doubt that she is in perfect bliss right now, healthy, joyful, saying to every one of us, "What the hell is wrong with you people? I'm right here." Personally, I met Sylvia in 1975. From the moment we met, we had an instant connection. We'd never crossed paths in this lifetime until that day. But we said to each other, almost in unison, "I know you." That reunion, two new, old friends, led to an inseparable relationship that will never end. And for me, those almost four decades that we spent together were like winning the spiritual lottery. there isn't enough time during the service, or for that matter, left on this planet, to express what this woman brought to my life and the lives of millions, virtually countless others throughout the world. She navigated me safely through more physical and emotional challenges and life-changing decisions than I can ever count. Always with a strong, steady hand. Laughter when I least expected it at the most unbelievable times. And a swift kick in the butt when I needed it. And loving God-centered advice I might never have listened to. And so unequivocal about her faith that I would never have dreamed of arguing with her. Because of Sylvia Brown, I had the breathtaking privilege of witnessing innumerable miracles and healings and past life regressions that research proved to be absolutely accurate. I saw lives transformed and hope renewed and faith restored. I saw fearlessness in the face of hauntings that would have set most of us running screaming from the room. I saw unwavering dignity and tenacity in the face of brutal criticism. I saw boundless generosity in a woman who, no matter how she might be struggling financially herself, wouldn't take a dime from law enforcement or medical referrals or sick, frightened children who came to her for help. I saw fierce, absolute, unconditional love for her children that was boundless, her grandchildren, her husband, as well as her friends, and even her pets. How on earth do I begin to capsulize, let alone repay, Sylvia Brown's impact during what she swore was her last incarnation? I guess for me, the best I can do to honor my friend is to live to the fullest the many lessons that she taught me. To list just a few, they are a life lived without a sense of humor, especially the ability to laugh at yourself, is a life made much harder than it needs to be. Laziness when there's work to be done is simply not an option. Letting the light of an all-loving mother and father God shine through us, especially when we're confronted with darkness, is a sure way that each one of us can help rid the world of cruelty, unfounded guilt, and all the other emotional and spiritual pollution that threatens us every day of our lives. Some recipes, especially her Thanksgiving turkey dressing, are just plain nobody else's damn business. If you need a good friend, start by being one. To anyone who would even dream of harming a child or an animal, good luck with your karma. Never proselytize. When you live your life as an example of the highest, most sacred beliefs our Lord taught us, you won't need to convert anyone. They'll come to you to find out what you know that they don't. You'll never be lonely if you learn to enjoy your own company. There's not a single minute of a single hour of a single day when your spirit guide and angels aren't right by your side watching out for you. Talk to them. Thank them, even if you don't know their names. If you don't believe in God, that's okay. He and she believes in you. And maybe most of all, the simplest, the most profound lesson that she taught us, one that she truly elevated to an art form herself while she was in, while she was with us. In case we thought it was just something she liked to say about the purpose of life, and most of all, that was, love God, do good, then shut up and go home. I love you, Sylvia, with all my heart and soul. Selfishly, I will miss you all the days of my life remaining, and I'll be watching for you.
Where do I begin? Bagda was a really special lady to me. She was special to many people, but especially to me. She was always there to support anything I ever wanted to do. She always believed in me. She was, I'm going to miss her so much. And I love you, Bagda. I wouldn't be the person I am today without her. As a little kid, I always remember being at Bagda's house, and I would get so mad when my parents would come to pick me up. I would throw fits, and I would cry, and I would kick and scream. I'm like, no, I'm staying here. And then they let me stay there, and I just had the best times with her. We would make crafts, we would play school, she would tell me stories, she told the best bedtime stories. And I just had a lot of fun with her. And any big event, she was always there. She was always there to support me, she was always there to congratulate me. If I called her for anything, it was already done. And I know that she is so happy right now. And I know that she's a lot better, and I love her, and I'm just going to miss her forever. Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the family that would like to share? Come up now, please. I know it's hard. All right. Is there anyone else that would like to share? We actually have our prefect, Lauren Lynn Hoff, came down with his wife, Virginia, from Washington. So, Lauren?
I'm Lauren Lenhoff. I'm the prefect for the Society of Nova Spiritus. And the way I found that out was we had a five-minute meeting before a lecture one day in Seattle. There was 3,000 people there, and 15 minutes later, she announced it to the world. And that's how I found out that I was elevated. And unlike Sylvia, who had one or two cards, I got pages and pages of stuff written down. But I do extend my condolences to Chris and your family, to Paul and your family, to Michael, who cared for her for these years, to the rest of her family, to Linda, who for years was devoted to her through the happy times and through the hard times, and you were always there. All of you were always there for her. And that's a wonderful thing. To all of those who may have been her counselors, and also to her beloved ministers, some of who have been with her for years, as Michael talked about, 27 years, and some of them longer than that, to some who only just met her, but are totally devoted to her philosophy. To all of you here today, and all of her friends who couldn't make it, and to the millions and millions of supporters who took her into their hearts. I can only imagine the depth of your sorrow and your loneliness of the grief that you feel. And we will remember this day, and we will laugh, and we will cry. But one day, we will work our way through it. Sylvia was, and still is, a great person. A great lady. Mere words will never, ever do her justice. She was a mover and a shaker of society. And I might add that it was a society that needed a real good shaking. She literally took it by the ear and dragged it down the hall with her, kicking and screaming all the way. She has touched millions upon millions of people throughout the whole world. from her books, which were bestsellers. Her lectures always sold out, and everyone knew who you're talking about when you mentioned Montel Williams. Her passion spread the word, and the truth grew stronger as she grew older. Her schedule was brutal to many, but not to Sylvia. For her, it was a normal way of life. And she never wavered in her mission, in her service to God, never took credit for her accomplishments. Her response when asked about her gifts was, "It came from God." The answer was always, "It came from God." She was an exceptionally strong person, enormous courage, incredible strength, and a capacity to love that was astounding. She reminded me of Christ, and I have a very deep love for God and for Christ, and my love is that deep for Sylvia, and she did remind me of Christ. She brought back the teachings of Christ, the teachings of love, the law of love, that God was only love. And she taught a philosophy of love. And her message was, we, each of us, each of you individually, is responsible for your own spiritual growth. As Christ was put on the cross, Sylvia too was pillared in many ways and from every angle. And yet, she persevered and continued to bring the message of hope, forgiveness, and love. She took on whatever the world had to offer, and she responded with the only thing that vanquishes all, love. Her death was unexpected, and our grief is still very raw. It is our humanness that makes death so hard, and in fact, it's a paradox, because we're happy for Sylvia. She's home. As they've mentioned, she's partying. She's having a good time. And we're the ones stuck here working through our grief and our personal loss. Intellectual knowledge of the other side helps us to understanding what a crossover means. But our emotions keep us tied here as we work through them. We never, ever forget a loss. And we learn over time to convert our grief and our pain caring for others, not hanging on to our grief, but working our way through it by just living. We have been blessed to know her and to work with her as she fulfilled her mission. And now her mission has become our mission, all of us, to spread the word of love. She's provided the blueprint for our awakening and for others. She taught us who we are, where we came from, and what we are here for, that we are a part of God, a spark of the divine. She was truly a servant of God, in total service to God. And she showed us the practical way to enlightenment, and that is by just living our lives and to be as good as we could possibly be. And she would say, and I know Michael has said it many times, and she said it to me, just do it. Do it and be done with it. Hunter S. Thompson has said, and I quote, "Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in a broadside in a cloud of smoke, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, 'Wow, what a ride!'" That was our Sylvia. That was our beloved Sylvia. She lived life to the fullest, and she outworked us all, even in her final chapter of life. There was only one Sylvia, a very special person, a great person who is no longer with us in body, but certainly with us in spirit, walking with us on our journey of life, supporting us in our every way and every step of the way. She is a gatekeeper and opened many gates for all of us and brought us many truths. She brought light into this dark world. She brought hope and healing for millions of hurting souls. She opened our hearts and minds to the possibility of what could be. She taught us to ask questions and that every question had an answer. She made every one of us here today a better person, a more loving, a more compassionate person. Sylvia changed all of us, and the testimonials bear that out. That is a sign of a great person. She didn't only change us. She changed the world. The world. And it's a better place because of her. She was and is and will continue to be a great teacher. Thank you, Sylvia, for being with us and even being with us here today. Your support always was renewed. Your support always renewed her to continue her mission. Every lecture I attended, she received a standing ovation. And while a standing ovation may not be appropriate today, I applaud you, Sylvia, one last time. Our prayers are with each of you as you work through your grief. She is in God's arms as we are in God's arms. Walk with God as God walks with you. Is there anyone else I would like to share? You please come up now. Get all the Kleenex out of the way.
I'm Minister Judy Thomas, and I wanted to speak and give my condolences to the family. My first encounter with Sylvia Brown was in the Barnes & Noble bookstore in Walnut Creek, California, when something prompted me to walk into the metaphysical section of the store and reach out at a book, take it from the shelf, and open it up. I had always believed that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And in the pages of her book, The Other Side and Back, came both the questions and the answers that I'd been seeking for over 25 years from countless metaphysical books. Since that fateful day, I've completed the novitiate certificate, read everything Sylvia has written, and became a minister in her church, a certified Sylvia Brown Hypnosis Training Center hypnotist, and a liaison to a number of study groups. Sylvia's passing must simply prompt each of us to work harder to perfect ourselves the best that we can for God. She provided the flame under our rear ends to do just that, challenging us to take what you want and leave the rest. As Gnostic Christians, we question everything and find our own truths, and this is good. Before this life, Sylvia was asked by Jesus on the other side to come into this life to further the Gnostic cause. And now it's up to us to learn, to train, and to share the knowledge that we've gained because of her life. Each of us has our own Sylvia story, and we can each use our own unique story to help others in whatever way we are led to use it. Opportunities to share our experiences will come to us, sometimes from the most unlikely sources. And if we can just recognize them when they come to us, words will be channeled to us and through us that we will speak in just the right way at just the right time. And that will be our gift to her for everything she's done for us. Thank you, Sylvia.
Bear with me. My name is Pam Meyer, for those that don't know me. I've been with Sylvia, known her for about 43 years. I've watched her children grow up with mine. I've watched her go from a little house meeting with a little silly little dog, Jolie, jumping around all over the place, to the profound lady that she is and was. I had the opportunity in 1970, about 72 I think it was. I wasn't married to my present husband. I was in the middle of divorce. And there was this little ad in the paper that said psychic readings for $5. And I said, I am not wasting my money. Needless to say, I went and saw this lovely lady. And she told me a lot of things about myself, which I said, oh, what a surprise. Somebody knew all my failings and my upcomings and my downcomings. And after meeting this lady, I thought she was a bunch of and I would never do anything and never do anything for her or about her. Needless to say, as I watched, we paid our money for our readings that day, my friend and I, who is now my husband, and Mary, her beautiful little foster daughter, said, ran out and got something to eat. One day I get a phone call that says, Pam, I need you. And I hung up on her. Then the next call I got was, don't hang up on me. And it scared me. You see, as I look over here at this family, I know them. I've watched the young lady of 21. He used to run through the office, and she couldn't say Pam. She would say Palm. So I was Palm. And when Sylvia was doing readings, she would run around through the office. She was always drawing pictures for us all. But when she called and she wanted ministers, I told her I couldn't do that. And she said, yes, you can. Just come to one meeting. Trust me, don't go to any one meeting with her. It then becomes a lifetime. But I think one of the joys in my life is that becoming one of her ministers, being on her board of ministers, and having traveled all over the country, my husband and I teaching classes, and sharing the wonderful philosophy that this woman has shared with each and every one of us. The joy that you could see in people's faces when you realize that you were giving them back their relationship with God. I think that's the one thing, if anything, is that we all know there's a God. There's no respect, no denying that at all. But the one thing about it is to have somebody give you that relationship back, so that you know that there's no time in your life that you will ever be alone or ever forgotten. And the wonderful thing about Sylvia is the love you felt She never failed to say to me, I love you. And I said to her one time, I will always be here for you. It was so hard when I got that call from Michael, because I realized that no longer could I call up Sylvia and say hi. Not from a spiritual standpoint, not from, but just a friend that we were all these years. That I couldn't call her up anymore and say, hi, how are you? And what the heck are you doing going out on another lecture? But each of you have been touched one way or the other, or you would not be here with us today. You each have felt her power that she shares, the charisma that she's able to share. To walk in a room with Sylvia and the room lights up. And you all felt that light. It won't diminish because she's gone. But in your heart, you will always have that light. You will always have her as Linda said, to give you a kick in the seat of the pants and say, go forward. Each of you, when you speak to somebody, speak of kindness. Speak from your heart and speak from love, because that's nothing. Then you'll never fail. As I look at this family, which is hard for me to do without crying, is that they know my love. And they know that I will always love them. And I'm only a phone call away. So to Sylvia, damn you, you went home. You left us here. But for the wonderful feeling of knowing that she's at peace. There's no pain, there's no suffering anymore. She can have one hell of a good party over there. I love you.
I'm sorry, not everybody got to speak, and I know that, you know, all of us have a wonderful personal story about our connection and our love for Sylvia. Right now we do have her song that we're going to play.
Thank you. sogno all'orizzonte manca le parole, e io sì lo so che sei con me, tu mia luna sei qui con me, mio sole tu sei qui con me.
I did find this poem that I want to read to those whom I love and those who love me. When I am gone, release me, let me go. I have so many things to see and do. You must not tie yourself to me with tears. Be happy that I had so many years. I gave you my love, you can only guess how much you gave me in happiness. I thank you for the love each have shown. But now is the time I traveled on alone. So grieve a while for me, if grieve you must, then let your grief be comforted by trust. It is only for a while that we must part, so bless the memories in your heart. I will not be far away, for life goes on. So if you need me, call and I will come. Though you cannot see or touch me, I will be near. And if you listen with your heart, you will hear all my love around you, soft and clear. Then when you must come this way alone, I will greet you with a smile and a welcome home. And now for our closing prayer, our beloved Father and Mother God, we know that we will never forget Sylvia, and we are grateful for all the fond memories. We ask for the memories to stay fresh and alive within us. We ask that you strengthen us as we now begin to move from the thoughts of yesterday and from the pain of today. We ask that the emptiness and loneliness begin to lift from our lives. We ask that light and laughter once again enter our lives and our souls, and we are refilled with the energy of the living and with the everlasting love and a zest for life. We look forward to the time when the sun will rise and shine brightly upon us, and when we can look forward to the new day. We know, beloved Father and Mother, that you will walk with us as we leave here today, and will accompany us throughout the remainder of our lives until we too have completed our work here on earth, and then we can join Sylvia and you on the other side. Your will is our will is your will, and all will is for the higher good. Amen. Thank you again for joining us. The family appreciates it. share the love, come to our spiritual services. Check out novus.org. And like I said, we're going to replay this on the New Spirit radio show so that everybody can join in. And what we're going to do now is we're going to start from the very back row, and if you would like to come forward to say goodbye and then exit. And thank you again. God bless. Take care.